Folks, the Rockets are absolutely fine, even though they lost and even though they're likely going to be the four seed. And here's why. The Western Conference runs through the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets will not have home court against the Warriors. Does it make a difference if you play them in the third round or the second round? I say no. As long as you play Golden State, you're fine and they're fine.
I think it does make a difference. I think it makes a difference from a positive perspective. I mean, you're going up against the Golden State Warrior team that might be dealing with another ankle injury to Steph Curry, who rolled his ankle, it seems like, in last night's game. The Warriors aren't that concerned about it, but I want to play the Warriors as soon as possible. It does not mean more to lose to the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals than it does to lose to them in the second round. It is all about, do you beat them or not? I don't care where it happens.
I feel the exact same way. There's no medal for advancing farther in the playoffs if you face Denver or somebody in the second round of the playoffs. There's no medal. It's about playing Golden State. The conference runs through Golden State, and I'm in a situation where we know for this team to achieve its goals, they're going to have to play Golden State. Whether it's round two or round three, doesn't bother me.
You know what's bothering me about this, Mike? It's bothering me that you two feel this way because you're disrespecting the other teams in the West.
I am 100%.
I'll say, look, it's not like, let's look on recent memory. Has it always been the Golden State Warriors that have dispatched the Rockets in the playoffs? No. One year it was the San Antonio Spurs. It's kind of embarrassing. You recall that? And the home court advantage didn't matter. Wouldn't have rescued them in that,
true,
in that series.
They did have Kawhi then.
But yeah. But I'm saying the way they played, it wouldn't have mattered.
The first four games,
But it's not as simple as just, hey, it doesn't matter because all you have to do is beat the Golden State Warriors. There are some things about the Rockets this year, we've seen this, and I think we forget this a little bit because the Rockets have been so good since the All-Star break, but there have been elements of this team where they match up versus the Warriors better than they do versus some other lesser teams. Especially with the size difference. Like this team this year, the Rockets team, it's got a size disparity they didn't necessarily have last year. So I worry about the matchups versus a lot of teams. And I could see a scenario in which they beat the Warriors in the second round and then they struggle in the conference finals. So home court advantage is gonna matter. It will matter. And I don't want to be sitting here in game 7 versus Oklahoma City up in Oklahoma City and talk about how, the seeding didn't actually matter because it was all about the Golden State Warriors.
Well, but the problem is, like, the only thing that
matters...
Well,
it wouldn't be with Oklahoma City, but you know what I mean.
So that's
with the Nuggets, let's say.
I mean, this is my big thing. The only thing that mattered last night when you're talking about home court in the Western Conference playoffs, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Wednesday, the only thing that matters is the Denver Nuggets and maybe the Trailblazers,
right,
who, by the way, aren't going far because Nurkic is hurt. The only thing that really matters is the Denver Nuggets. And if the Rockets lose the Denver Nuggets because it's in 7 games, then it's on them because the Nuggets have been doing everything in their power, not our power. The Nuggets have been doing everything in their power to get the Rockets to the other side of the bracket, which means they fear the Houston Rockets. They've been doing everything in their power to avoid the Rockets in the second round. And I have no problem. People were panicking last night, and I'm sitting here.
People are panicking because it was a bad loss. Okay. It was because it was exactly what you don't want to see as you head into the playoffs and you're feeling really good about the team. You outplayed the Thunder for the vast majority of the game until at the end when it really mattered and you squandered possession after possession after possession. You couldn't get a stop on defense. And then all of a sudden, you let that double-digit lead evaporate. Like in a game where you could have clinched up. It wasn't even as much about desperately wanting the 2 seed as it was, wow, you had the 2 seed right there. All you had to do was finish out the fourth quarter. That's why people were upset.
And it's a second bad loss against the Oklahoma City Thunder as well, because you had the 26-point lead earlier this year. And on top of that, I think there's an exasperation factor that at the end of the game, James Harden missed a free throw and an open 3-point shot at the end. I think there's some fear that might cost him the MVP too. So I think there is a lot going on, considering it's the last regular season game of the season, that's going to lead people to freak out. But I am more with Mike. Seth, I look at the Western Conference, and Oklahoma City is the only team that I think is anywhere close to a challenge other than Golden State. Denver, I just have zero respect for the Nuggets. I don't think they matter at all. It is a two-team conference right now, and Oklahoma City, depending on how Russell Westbrook plays in these playoffs, which is a big question mark, because what happens if all of a sudden the playoffs begin and he's like, you know what, screw this. Why am I letting playoff P, who's had a great season, be the focal point of the Thunder and goes back to his old bad habits? That could potentially be detrimental to them. But larger point, it's just the Rockets and the Warriors, and I don't think it's that disrespectful to the rest of the Western Conference, because as Mike pointed out, the Nuggets are scared of the Rockets right
yes.
now.
Yes, and my biggest point is this. People were so upset after the game last night, and I get it. I felt the same thing. That was a devastating way to lose. They controlled the whole game. They should have won that game. Harden missed the free throw. Westbrook went kind of crazy late. George hit an amazing shot. I know it sucked to lose that game. I feel that. I totally get you if that's the way you're feeling this morning, but I'm just telling you this. If what is likely to happen happens, which is Denver winning and Portland winning, and the Rockets fall down to four, I know it feels bad, but what I'm telling you guys this morning is this. If they fall to four and they play Utah, they will beat the Utah Jazz, and then they will play the Golden State Warriors. And we need to know what's going to happen when they play Golden State with Chris Paul healthy. We need to know what that's going to look like. So if you give me Utah and you give me Golden State, I will absolutely take it, even though it's 4-2. That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Robert's on Mad Radio. Robert, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, man, I think Seth had a really good point. Paul's very overconfident with this NBA thing. I can't believe it, knowing that he's a Patriots fan. But, no, man, Seth had it right on the ball, man. You cannot look past any opponent in the playoffs because regular season is over, man. This is playoff time, so these guys aren't going to be the same teams that they've seen in the regular season. The competition isn't going to be the same. The feeling isn't going to be the same. So I don't think that the Warriors are looking past any of their opponents. So I don't think the Rockets, who haven't proven anything, should be doing the same thing.
But Robert, let me ask you this question, though. Other than Oklahoma City, which clearly has a pretty high ceiling with their two best players, which team in the West do you look at right now and you say, boy, when the playoffs come roll around, we're going to really see what this team's all about?
San Antonio scares me, man. San Antonio scares me because they actually have a coach. All these other teams don't have a coach. They have teams.
They don't have a dominant player for the playoffs like they used to in Kawhi Leonard. They have DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge, two guys who notoriously shrink when it's a big moment.
I'm just saying that because they whooped my Warriors bad, man. They whooped them bad.
They have a few times, no doubt.
It's weird the way the Nuggets are trying to run away from the Rockets and then vigorously deny it at the same time. And I'm trying to put myself in the position of being a player on that team where, like, all right, you're claiming that we need rest, but I don't need rest until the fourth quarter. You're obviously trying to dodge the Rockets. It's one thing to try to maneuver the seating a little bit. When you're specifically trying to run away from one team, that's curious to me. That feels really, really weird. I wouldn't be a fan of that if I was a player. I'd be like, all right, listen, we'll take our medicine when we get it. Let's just go out. Well, if we got to beat the Rockets, we'll try to beat the damn Rockets.
I do like the idea that Sean Pendergast on the Triple Threat has been pushing where this just simplifies it. Because honestly, at this point in time, it is a little bit confusing. This adds a little intrigue to the first round of the draft.
Yes.
Each team, the top four teams, and I imagine you have a draft of sorts, they get to pick their first round opponent. And then the next round, they would get to pick their opponent as well, based off of matchups. Because from that standpoint,
that would be fun.
I mean, who is Denver picking? They're not picking, you know, Denver, I think, would try to find a way in these playoffs right now to hide from the Houston Rockets. They wouldn't be able to hide. And this last, like, 10-game stretch of the season, especially while the NCAA tournament is going on, it's just frustrating. You just want to fast forward to the end of it.
Mike, Seth, and Paul, on a Wednesday, the Rockets fell by a point to Oklahoma City in heartbreaking fashion last night, 112-111. Meanwhile, the Astros' second straight night had a great comeback. They beat the Yankees, double them up 6-3. Garrett Cole, how are we feeling right now? How does the start of his season affect Garrett Cole's future with this Astros team? Paul, I know you have a theory on this.
I'm glad they're being patient with him. I wanted them to be patient with giving him a long-term contract at the beginning of the year, and here's why. He is someone who was awesome last year. He was so good, but I was concerned that might be, okay, it's his first time rolling through the American League. What happens when teams understand what he's all about? He's got fantastic stuff. The strikeouts have been there this season. And honestly, it was a solid start against a pretty potent Yankees lineup yesterday where he lasts seven innings. He only allows three earned runs. That's a pretty good start when you're going up against a team like New York or if you're going up against a team like Boston. But I really want to see him continue to pitch at this level before I can feel comfortable giving him the same kind of long-term contract that you gave a Justin Verlander, even though it's 2 years, $66 million, where you're giving him something like $120 million or so over 4 or 5 years. I want to feel a little bit more comfortable with Garrett Cole being the next ace of the Houston Astros. And I'm just not there yet.
Okay, so tell me this. What would it take for Paul to say, I'm going to give Garrett Cole $150 million, like the Nationals gave Patrick Corbin, who is, I guess, a generally similar pitcher?
I want to get to June. I want to get to June and see where we're at then.
Okay.
And in June, if after 2 months of baseball, he is pitching at the same level, and I can feel confidently that this is something that's going to continue now that he's seeing the American League for a second time, I feel good about it. And don't get me wrong, this isn't me criticizing Gerrit Cole at all. It's more, I just want to be a little bit cautious about who I'm giving the long-term contracts to, because I feel like the Astros at some point are going to have to be concerned about the resources and where they're allocating them.
Well, I think too, I mean, how much of it has to do specifically with Gerrit Cole versus prospects, you know, or Josh James, you know, and other young
Whitley
pitchers.
When he eventually comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's.
So maybe you wait even further then, Seth.
What's that?
Then maybe you wait even further to think about that. You want to see what Whitley has when he first comes up and some of the other younger pitchers.
Here's where I'm at on this one. Gerrit Cole, from what you can tell, from what I can tell, really wants to hit free agency. Like, that's important for him. And he feels at his age, with his track record, number one overall pick, he wants to see what he can get on the open market.
Why?
I would be willing.
Why would anybody want to hit free agency right now in this day and age?
Seems stressful.
Well, I think that
Dallas Keuchel's playing video games in some arcade right now.
I think that he views himself like similar to a guy like Corbin, who in this market made a lot of money as compared to the other guys. But I would be willing to give Cole a ton of money. The problem is, if Correa has a big time season, I'm not willing to pay Cole over Correa. I just can't do that because Correa is your shortstop and he's there every single day. That's where I'm at on that.
So, do you think he'll get paid this year, or do you think he'd even entertain an offer at this point?
By the Astros?
Yeah.
I think he'll entertain it, but I think it's going to have to be market rate.
Yeah.
I think he will not take a discount.
And I don't think the Astros really at this point are prepared to set the market or say or go along with whatever the market says. I think he's going to be a free agent.